Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, temperatures are mild tonight, with clear skies over major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a pleasant evening for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF troops have uncovered Hezbollah's secret arsenal on Beaufort Ridge. Givati forces found advanced missiles and drone labs in southern Lebanon. This report comes from Ynet earlier this hour. Also earlier today, a gunman in military uniform was shot dead at the Lebanon border after firing on Israeli troops. No injuries were reported among the troops. This is from the Times of Israel. Also this hour, despite recent attacks from Iran, consuls general will continue their visit to Israel as planned. The Israel Consul General in New York emphasized resistance against Iran and its allies. JNS reported this 4 hours ago. Separately, Israel struck Iranian military targets after an Iranian missile attack. This marks a new phase in the conflict, as reported by Axios from earlier. And finally, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation condemns Israel's deduction of funds from Palestinian tax revenues. They argue it violates international law. This was reported by Al Arabiya English earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ihab Hassan, an activist, posted just minutes ago urging protection for Christians in the West Bank. He reports fear and violence in the village of Tebe following an attack by Israeli settlers. Al Arabiya English, a news service, highlighted the OIC's condemnation of Israel's recent financial decisions regarding Palestinian tax funds. They claim it breaches agreements. Open Source Intel, a conflict analyst, noted that Iran's deputy parliament speaker warned of severe consequences if the U.S. attacks Iran. He mentioned potential threats to regional energy facilities. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's recent discoveries in southern Lebanon. The Givati Brigade found advanced weaponry, suggesting Hezbollah is adopting Gaza's terror tactics in the north. Ynet's report indicates that these findings are a significant blow to Hezbollah's operations. This could escalate tensions along the northern border. Turning to the incident at the Lebanon border, a gunman, dressed in a military uniform, infiltrated Israeli territory and was neutralized by Israeli forces. The Times of Israel notes that residents in nearby communities were advised to stay indoors. This highlights ongoing security threats in the region. Meanwhile, the continuation of the consul's general visit amid Iranian attacks is a statement of resilience. The consul general in New York emphasized that Israel will not bow to threats from Iran and its allies. As JNS reports, this steadfastness aims to reassure both domestic and international communities. The recent Israeli strikes on Iranian military targets mark a significant development following Iranian aggression. Axios highlights this as Israel's first action against Iran since the April ceasefire. This could lead to further regional instability. Finally, the OIC's condemnation of Israel's tax revenue deductions underscores ongoing financial and diplomatic tensions. Al Arabiya English's coverage suggests this move might strain Israel's relations with other Islamic nations. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel's AI surveillance advancements in Iran are reshaping global intelligence. CTEC reports that startups like Contour and Ares are leading this technological shift. Separately, Simad Holdings has filed for bankruptcy in the United States. According to Globes, this follows reports of the company's owners depleting its financial resources. And finally, Offroad, a startup based in New York and Tel Aviv, has emerged from stealth with $7 million in funding. Ynet Business notes that the company aims to automate identity security using AI. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.